Yes, this is Shirley Stolzer with a second interview with Mrs. Janice Friedman at her place of work. I don't know the exact address.
Maternity Fashions, 204 Fifth Avenue.
204 Fifth Avenue.
Buell Building, third floor.
And the date today is March 8, 1995. And let's replay to check. Just go. All right. Mrs. Friedman, I just want to...
Janice.
I just want to make sure that I took some things down correctly here. You had... your mother had two brothers and two sisters?
Yeah.
Right. And your
father... No, two brothers and one sister.
And one
just
sister.
Just Aunt Clara, yeah.
Oh. I thought there was another
one. No.
And you mentioned at one point that your father married your mother and he had three others.
The two brothers.
Oh, he took
She
care
brought
of them
right along and the grandma for a few years, too.
I see. So, mm-hmm. Yes, that I know. So he took care of them. So they mm-hmm. all came with him.
They all came with
him. Oh, that's very nice.
And a little three-bedroom, right. One bath.
Okay. Your daughter's name, Kathy, is it with a C or a K?
C.
That's what I thought. Now, Betsy, you said something about she does movie premieres.
Yes.
What does that mean?
She works for Warner, do I have to give the studios?
No, she just tell me what she does as a movie
Several Hollywood film companies, such as Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and she does the premieres or the previews of the runs.
I see that.
And she gets people to fill the audience, and she gets a reaction.
Good. Now she
and
does.
And thus, she's very close. Ready for this lady.
Yes.
To the Michael Keaton, real name Douglas family. They're in very close
really?
Touch. In fact, Betsy's in touch with his sister, who heads the Michael Keaton Foundation, and she said, "Michael says hello, Betsy."
So she travels a good
No, job? She just stays here, but her main job is cable advertising.
Uh-huh.
This is
I
a
see.
Moonlight.
This is an extra. Uh-huh. But she does not live with you?
No, she has her own house.
That's what I thought. She had her own house. And you also mentioned that your son, John, designed sets for JCC and Montour. Is that a Montour?
Montour High School.
Oh, Montour
yes,
High School.
Yes, this is the second
not
year he's done the Montour High School set. And
see.
I think this is about the fourth year of the JCC, but that's his advocation also. He makes custom furniture in his own design studio in Blawnox, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Okay, good. Those are the things I wanted to hear. Now I want to go back a little bit. You had mentioned that when you were growing up, you mentioned in about at least five places that the family moved, all within a couple blocks of each other in
right.
Squirrel Hill. And I just wondered, was there some reason you people kept moving around?
I would imagine one was that it was depression.
Yes.
And that maybe the rents were raised and they went somewhere else for a little bit better deal.
Oh, so they
and
were
somewhere
all
else for a better deal. Somewhere, you know.
What was a Squirrel Hill area where you lived like? Were there as many Jewish families as there are now? Or?
Well, there certainly were. I mean, I don't want to go on record with this. No minorities whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no Hasidics.
No ultra-Orthodox.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I would say, predominantly Jewish in those blocks,
right.
But yet there were Christians.
There were some.
And particularly in the 1 year, and I don't even think we lived there 1 year, and we may have lived there from May to May. Yes, we did.
Uh-huh.
Monitor Street was all Catholic.
I see.
All Catholic. That was around St. What was the name? We just bought it.
Philomena's.
Mm-hmm. And it was very Catholic oriented.
I see. Now, you also went to school, Taylor Oldice. Was there a good mixture there? Or
no, we had two or three blacks in our class. Thank God that most of them were alive, and they come back for the reunions. We had our 50th already.
Good.
Right.
Good. When did you have your 50th reunion?
I ran that.
You did.
2 years ago. I ran every one of them.
Uh-huh.
And every one of my co's is dead.
Oh.
I'm trying to tell me something.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, We had fun. We have spirited out. People just love them.
Good.
The last one was the life on the 50-yard line. I did it like a football field at the Western
really?
William Penn in the ballroom.
Uh-huh.
Came out great.
Is that your forte to arrange?
No, affairs? But I like to do it, and I like to do it from go. Uh-huh.
The group who were part of the reunion, were they mainly still in Pittsburgh, or are they from out of town?
No,
they moved
all
away?
From Pittsburgh, because we couldn't work, or the surroundings, Moon Township, and a lot of girls from Lincoln Place and from mm-hmm. Munhall. But you can't work with out of town people.
No, but I wondered if your classmates moved out of town.
Oh,
are
you kidding?
Left
One
Pittsburgh.
Girl's mother bought Rodeo Road.
Wow.
Is that interesting or
yes,
not?
Yes.
And she is just so modest and wonderful and comes to every reunion.
Really? That's good. No, I was thinking of it from the point of view of how people remain or don't remain in this city.
Well, now you know the snowbird influx has taken
yes.
most of the classmates away, if not permanently, but for half the year. People just do that.
No, but earlier reunions.
No, you had a great 25th.
Yes.
That was just at the Marriott.
But
pardon me, that was the 40th at the Marriott. And Eddie Perlow was my co-chairman. Do I have to tell you more? That was the singer.
So you really
he was gracious.
That's good.
And then we didn't do one for 15 years, and we had our 25th St. Clair Country Club, which was okay, not great. And we had our 15th down here, and they still have that bad restaurant. And in the basement, I think, of Gateway 2, there's like an old colonnade.
Yes.
It was awful. So you live and you learn,
change.
And you get what you pay for.
Right. Now, when you moved, you said you moved from a key place to Squirrel Hill area.
Oh, of course, I don't even remember those days.
Yeah, I just wondered if it was a step up for the family.
Oh, sure. They were in a house instead of an apartment.
I see. But Squirrel Hill area was considered a step up.
And I remember my mother saying where Davis School, on that corner where there are apartments, was the circus grounds.
I see.
Right across from where the Parkway Pharmacy and the park where the little grocery store, that was a circus ground.
I see. So
and the merry-ground was up in the park.
Were your friends within the area then?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Most of us were within walking distance of each other.
So you really had an immediate group. You also mentioned that you hoped that you can maintain this maternity shop for 3 more years,
right.
And I wondered what that magic.
That
I know you've been here
50.
40. You want to make it 50. I see.
Then, if anybody would like to buy it, they're most welcome to.
Yes.
And if not,
is it because
it's just
50
a personal
is a,
goal for me?
That's a personal goal.
It's enough.
To hold the shop.
I mean, it's a lot of years to be in one business,
right.
And still do so many other.
Did your husband work in the shop too when he
never.
Was
alive?
No.
My
he
husband had four ladies' stores and
yes.
a warehouse. He was a very big factor in yeah. the ladies' field.
But you didn't work in his business?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. That's what I
sure
wanted
did.
To hear about.
I would go out after work, but don't forget those were the years the mother was here.
I see.
And I would go and work out there, and then we wound down. There was no business in the
much.
Small towns. There's no business in the large town.
Yes.
Take a look on the street.
Right, right. But did you have a special position in his business?
No, as a gopher.
I see. To do whatever was necessary.
Best part I liked was receiving and marking. Uh-huh. Then we saw the goods when it came in. We got hysterical yesterday when I was waiting for the doctor and the treatment. And we started to talk about the old days of the people that we knew in this industry and the designers. He said, whatever happened to Eloise Curtis? I said, she's on the third floor of my house in a cupboard. I have all those collection clothes. And he said, what about the long coat with the dress? I said, that one I got rid of.
So he remembered them all.
Yes, that was in the 70s, like in 1970. She was very important, Eloise Curtis. I said, now she's probably in a nursing home.
Did your mother take care of your children while you were working here and your husband and his
Always had.
someone.
Fabulous. Live in hell.
That's
my Helen was with me for 25 years.
Wow.
She died 3 years ago, and Kathy and I went to near Manassas, Virginia, to the funeral.
Wasn't that?
No, we loved her. Wasn't she nice to me? I made the undertaker open the thing because we were late coming in, and he did. She was gorgeous. There was a lady that we would call, anticipated your every needs in running a house and running a business, could take a message, right. And you knew who called you. Then I have another one now. Her name is Betty. She lives in with us. She took care of my mother-in-law in New Kensington, so we gave her a home, and that's about it. She's terrible now.
But she helps in whatever way
whatever.
She can.
You have to ask her and call her.
Yeah, but you
like
probably couldn't
that.
Have gotten out of the house if you didn't have somebody exactly. Taking care of the
and
children.
I have a cleaning man 2-3 days a week. And that allows me just to worry about the upstairs with her. It's a worry.
Did your husband, in his goings and comings, was he evening work as well as day during the day?
He was open Monday evening, every Monday evening, and he was open Thursday evening, Friday evening, and New Kensington got real bad in the nights, and he was held up at gunpoint for a court case. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when the chamber in New Kensington decided to close down. Every night in Natrona, but we had wonderful managers.
I see.
He didn't have to be there.
Oh, so he didn't.
Oh, sure. We had four stores.
So you could have time to yourselves?
Yeah, if we wanted to go away, we would go.
Did you take
He had market trips. He was almost in the market like in the good old days. I mean, when I married him in the 50s, the business was booming. And that's when he decided to, in 1958, he decided to take the 10th Street location of the Ritz Shop and move it onto 4th Avenue. It was the most gorgeous store. Nate Levinson designed it. Sid Queller did the windows and you know, like that right. interior design. Gorgeous store. It was so different. That was in 1960.
That was 4th Avenue downtown?
That was
New Kensington.
50.
Oh, in New Kensington.
1960.
60, not 58.
No. Then we opened a branch in Natrona Heights, and then we heard that Ratner's from Jeanette was going out of business, and we bought Ratner's. And then Lauder's went out of business in Oakland, and we bought Lauder's. So it was a series of taking established businesses and changing the names.
Mm-hmm.
And getting good help. We had good help in Jeanette. I loved those girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were marvelous.
So he really could be not tied down all the time.
He only sat in his office and played with his pipe and played with the figures,
mm-hmm.
what was going on. And if he had listened to me, okay, mm-hmm. he would have been in the gutter from putting more money into these businesses and not getting anything out of them on the giveaway. As it is, we didn't do like a lot of our competitors and go Chapter 11 and say, that's it, school's out.
Right.
We went out honorably, paid the vendors, put a lock on the door and said, that's all.
How long before he passed away did he close up the stores?
He didn't pass away.
Oh, I didn't know that your husband, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I didn't know that he was here, I'm sorry.
Ooh, he's great.
Yeah, right, good.
Here he is, here playing
you
golf.
You never mentioned him, so I just...
Yeah, well, because it has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with, but everything, we were listening to company last night, but everything
so
to do
with it.
Let me
ask another way, how long has he been out of any business under?
He is in business now.
He is?
In the advertising specialty business.
Uh-huh.
And he does a lot of interesting things through that.
Mm-hmm.
But the connection is my daughters, both daughters.
I was just
going
to say.
Both daughters.
That, uh-huh. Both of them.
But we deliver, and he does the research, and he does the T-shirts, and he does the thing. Everybody's
in that
business.
So he's busy all day.
No, you're very busy.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't let too much time, and we're both exercise nuts. I got him crazy. Now he works out at Green. We have an exercise room. But I introduced him to the Rivers Club. I said, you could have been doing this for 11 years.
Yes.
He just found it, you know, in January, but he's enjoying it.
Good, good.
And that's very important.
Sure. Do you go too?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
For a while, when I had my aunt here, she was here for 42 years, my employee who gave me 2 weeks' notice and said, I'm going to move to Vegas. That was a year ago, January. And for having such a nice relationship, I was good to her, she was good to me. Didn't end up nice. I don't even know where she is in Vegas. She never called and said goodbye.
And who is this?
Ann Barbarine. B-A-R-B-A-R-I-N-E. Reason being, her daughter works for Rockwell out on the coast. And that's where she liked to vacation. She just loved it out there. But, you know, be a lady and say, here's where I am out here if you get out here. Range. That's how she was with the customers.
So you had her up till 5 years ago?
2 years ago.
Oh, you said she was here 42 years, so I guess you've had it 47.
No, here.
Uh-huh. You haven't taken on anyone else?
Yes, I have an extra who helps me, but I can't commit her because she just really helps me now and then. I mean, this week I'm going to give her 5 hours, which is not a lot of time. But I'm grateful because she's nice.
Then you can get out when she comes in?
I have to go for a treatment, or I have to go for an appointment. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
In your husband's advertising, is he more or less...
He doesn't solicit people.
No, but he's more or less on his own in term of time. He doesn't have to be somewhere at 9 o'clock and come home at 5.
He has every gadget that makes living easier, fax and the whole thing.
Good.
He loves it.
Good.
Janice, when did you close the stores down?
The last store we closed down was the big store in New Kensington, and that had to be about 1984. We opened, we were about 8 or 9 years in, you know how your mind, you lose track of decades? We opened in 72-ish, we bought Harvey's store from Lauder's. And then Jeanette we must have bought in about 1963. And Jeanette was the first branch to close. Natrona the second. And Oakland the third. And New Kensington the fourth.
Was it something sad for your husband to have to close these up?
No, he's thrilled.
Oh, he was thrilled.
Get out of it.
I thought maybe it was.
No, would you walk down the stairs and you see $500,000 in layaways? We had a clerk who was sick like that. She would take $5 on a $600 Lillianne suit. I mean, really sick. Mm. But I said, that wasn't your fault. It was his fault because he didn't go down and look.
Yeah.
You can't think that this isn't happening.
It's difficult.
I still would like to zero in on it. You said the business was booming in the 50s. And in 1960...
It was booming.
Okay. When did he open his first store?
Oh, my mother-in-law opened it in 1920.
He had the business.
We were over 70 years old, the Ritchells.
Yeah, the family had. His family had.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the amazing thing was... I would have to say... 20, he was 20. Born in 1919, and she was schlepping back and forth.
So
let's say from 1920. And let me tell you something. His dad, he was an only child. The reason his name is Alter, A-L-T-E-R, because in Hebrew that connotes old age. Doesn't it?
In Yiddish it does.
Yiddish. Okay.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law thought she was German from the boat. I mean, she really did. She was like very snooty and wonderful, if you like that. Anyhow, she never fought him a day when he said, Mom, we're going to move around the corner and take a big... And when we did 4 stores... angry, she was proud. We were just talking about her yesterday.
Was his father in the business?
Yeah, but not really. We had
she
a little millinery store.
Was she the businesswoman?
She was a nag. Everybody loved her. She used to stand at the register with a cigarette with the ashes dropping.
And your father-in-law was in a millinery store?
Yes. Jordan's. He was handsome.
Was he?
Ah, gorgeous looking guy.
Uh-huh.
talking all about the old rich man. 6-2-1 No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you clear it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me
But what I wanted to say was, Alder was deprived of everything from his life.
In what way?
He was born in 1919.
Right.
Okay. They had one child. She had lost two full-term boys and another miscarriage with a boy, and Alder was born. She was about 40, 41 when Alder was born. And he was a miracle. And he was that famous doctor from St. Margaret's, Tafel. Mm-hmm. Titus. Dr. Titus.
Right. Okay. I remember the name.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm saying to you is, and so she paid attention. He was raised by Mary Kelly in a lot of apartments they moved around to, too, mm-hmm. in the 19th. Okay. And he grew up unspoiled. Here's a guy who could have been a physician today. He's so bright and so with it. Didn't have the opportunity to go to college, but he left for war December 8th, 1941, the day after war was declared.
Yes.
And he was wounded and got the Bronze Star. And then he liberated one of the camps. We'll never go back to look at those camps again. And then he came out of the service, the concentration camps. And then he came out of the service, and he decided to go into the rich shop, and he took to it. And
but he didn't opt to go to college, was that it?
Couldn't afford to go to college.
Really?
Year-wise, he came out, he was already, you know, had service time, and they... And he was foolish, as I think about it. He should have gone night school, which he did for a year and a half, and finished with the GI Bill. Everybody
yes,
else did.
Yes, I was going to say the GI Bill offered a great deal to veterans.
Exactly. But he's well-adjusted, and he allowed me to have 4 kids of my own. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had 5, but in the meantime, he loves family and loves the kids and is there for them. So, in its own way, he was very unselfish.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listens to all my Michigan.
What, you were hinting that his mother was not as motherly as she might have been with
to
him.
To him? Yeah. Oh. Underneath. She adored him, but on top she would censor him.
I see.
Censor, censor, censor. What'd you buy all this stuff for? What'd you buy all that stuff? You know how that goes.
It's difficult.
But it worked.
Yes.
It worked.
Yes. He came out
we
okay.
We have employees today that still call to see how he is. They loved him. Mm.
Good. Good. Okay. I wonder, you had mentioned too, and I just recalling that now, that you went to Rodef Shalom Sunday School, and at that time they didn't have Hebrew, right?
No, they didn't have Hebrew.
Right. But then when your parents passed away, you told me us...
I went to say Kaddish
for
like
11
it.
Months.
Each
were
one.
You able to read them?
No.
Oh.
No, I would say to you, Rabbi Lehman, he used to take care of the, especially when my dad was
Minions.
Alive. Dominion. And I'd say, don't give me that book. It's Chinese.
I see.
I don't think I could ever learn to read the Hebrew. I think it's difficult.
Yeah, you said it was difficult. But I wondered how, so you attended the service, but you read it in English for yourself.
Yeah. I read it, if I didn't daydream. Like
I
everybody
see.
Else.
But you
right.
went every day.
I loved it. I loved the people. We were all became really close friends.
Uh-huh. That's what usually happens at moments. You also said that you go, and that's interesting, since you were brought up in the Reformed Temple, you always go second days of the holidays to Beth Shalom.
To Rosh Hashanah holiday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do.
Because of something that you were
accustomed
to?
Because I liked all the people around my mother.
I see.
You know,
I see.
And then he didn't give me those seats, and then I sit in Arlene's seats.
Oh, but you still
seats.
Go second
days. Oh, yeah.
Days.
The Heidewitzes will never desert the Beth Shalom. Never.
So you go out of some kind of a sentimental...
Dumbness. Habit.
Mm-hmm. But you feel comfortable.
I just found out something so
great. Does Alder go with you the second day?
Are you kidding?
So
I'm like,
first
he
day.
Doesn't even go the first day. He goes Rosh Hashanah Eve and Kol Nidre night and memorial services at temple. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get him there an hour before memorial services. And then he has to sit the 20 minutes through the Nila at temple. That's not too wonderful either. He feels it in here, though.
Yes. Okay, everybody has a different approach.
He does.
Well,
we love Walter Jacob. He came with our family.
The fact that he sent his, saw that his children attended Hebrew schools, I mean, they had Hebrew education.
My Amy in Boca, it's hysterical. She called last night. Mm-hmm. She says, your granddaughter's just like you. I said, what do you mean? She said, she writes beautifully. She wrote something for a rap song. Mm-hmm. I said, put her on. Just rhyming beautifully. Perfect. Couldn't believe it.
Are you a writer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell us.
That's
about
my
it.
Main
I
business.
I had no idea. Really?
That's my main business.
I didn't know that.
I do all of the Jewish content shows that are done. I did the last show we had at Alder Days for the UJF.
Uh-huh.
And I did, I'm doing, I'd rather not put it on tape, the very prominent person. Pittsburgh. His father's going to be 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm concerned about this afternoon, because the person is heavily involved with Federation, that they should let me use the Xerox at 4:30, because I'm coming out to Xerox
the
script.
Now, when you say you do it, what do you do?
I pattern a script for you and Doc. Your kids call me and they say, the folks are going to be married 30 years, and this is what we want. And this is what, and I say, who's going to be in it? And then they tell me. So I pattern the easy songs for those people who are going to be in it. And it's a whole little musical. It could be one number. It could be 45 minutes. This show that I'm doing, I think it's about 50 minutes.
So you write
I write
all
the entire
material.
Thing, send the sheet music with
how
them.
How about you play the piano or some
no,
instrument?
No, nothing. But I know how notes go up and notes go down.
I see.
I've written three or four songs.
Mm-hmm. Do you sing?
Oh, God. Then I take them up to Joanne Pasquinelli. She's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts them down.
In the music.
Uh-huh.
I see. She's
writes
a pianist.
The music. And this all started in 1963 when I became associated with Don Brock.
Oh, I didn't know you're associated with him either.
I write I write much of the Forbidden Pittsburgh shows. As before that, we did Poor Pitiful Pittsburgh. As before that, we did Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years, we traveled for Bonds and this one and that one. And that was a delightful experience. And that was because of Mrs. Lillian Freehoff. In 1963, in 1963, I wrote a show for Rosella Brock, who was then the president of Ladies Hospital Aid, and they said they would like Don Brockett to direct it. Well, in 1963, Don Brockett was in his infancy, too. Nobody knew who he was. So we became very close and still close.
You and he.
Oh, yeah, and Leslie, too, is one. And very, very close friends. And so then he said, you know, you're the first woman that I've ever worked with in Pittsburgh who doesn't write like a housewife. So I went aboard with him for all these glorious years. But in 1965, Reggie Stern called and said, we want to do a tribute to Lillian Freehoff. And I said, then she shouldn't know about it. Let's do it in a surprise. And we called it Any Thursday. That was when Any Wednesday was a very big hit.
Oh, I see.
Any Thursday. And here we did a whole show about her. All the songs from Hello, Dolly. You know, Hello, Lily. It just worked out so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn did all the staging. And we used Reggie's Music Hall on Beechwood Boulevard in that big castle of a house.
I don't know.
For a rehearsal hall. We just had so much fun.
So you're really very talented in
Well, I'm doing the Hadassah show for Nancy Schumann because she called me.
I see.
And she is... Okay.
Has this been a talent way back?
I think it started. No, I wrote, you know, like the class days at Alder Dice. But it was a chore.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a chore anymore. I sit down, I read my notes, I think what's going to be easy for them. And I want to tell you, this last show has been such a challenge because I said to.
The
person
UJF
I'm doing
form.
It for. Yep, the one from Tampa.
Yeah.
I said to her, You've got 5 teenage kids involved. Well, they're like college kids.
Right.
Tell me what songs they know. Well, she sent me the names of the song, and I went crazy. I didn't know one name. Simon and Garfunkel, Kodachrome, and this. As it happens, their grandpa's in photography.
In what?
Is photography.
Oh.
So we used Kodachrome. It worked out really cute. But, you know, you write
these.
It's a real interesting melody.
Oh, I thought it was some film.
No, it is film. But take your Nikon and your Kodachrome and go away.
I see.
It's just so different. And then in the middle, I stop and I say what you want to about your grandpa. Tell the piano player to pick the second verse up. And I think this makes it very personal.
Yes.
And I'll give them a little homework.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't get away free.
Mm-hmm.
But now I put myself on a squeeze play because I wanted this one to be so good that I'm going to really write my head off for Nancy.
I see.
And when you have a different degree of communication, because they are throwing at me, too many people would be in this cast, and
you still do work with Don Brockett?
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. I have my contributions for the Forbidden Pittsburgh show, which will open in May, are in.
I see.